In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Suck it to me!
Yeah, baby. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
My first song was released in 1963 by the Crystals. It hit the Billboard Hot 100 chart at number 8. They were listed on Billboard's 100 Greatest Girl Group Songs of All Time. Enjoy, Then He Kissed Me.
My first song today is by the Allman Brothers Band. Written by Greg Allman, the 5-minute studio version first appeared on their 1969 debut album. A 23-minute rendition of the song garnered spots on both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shape Rock and Roll list and Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time.
Wait. You're going to play a 23-minute song? That's our whole show.
I wanted to, but...
Oh, you want. So we have a decent sound.
Actually, you're getting a condensed version of
oh,
it.
Oh, thank God.
You're getting a Cliff Notes version of it, if you will.
Okay.
Here's Whipping Post.
My new car. Now she's with
another one of my good time buddies. They're drinking in some crosstown bar. Sometimes I feel. Sometimes I feel. Like I've been tied to the whipping post. Tied to the whipping post. Tied to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Guess who?
It is I, Linus, King of Beasts.
Guess who I am, silly?
Lolita La Cheetah. Have you heard about my brand new cereal shaped like animals?
Oh, yes. Everyone's heard of Newport's Crispy Critters.
The one and only cereal that comes in shape of animals.
How cute. Does that happen every time somebody says...
Don't say it.
Newport's Crispy Critters?
Yeah.
The one and only cereal that comes in shape of animals.
Allow me to point out that each different animal shape is deliciously frosted with sugar.
How sweet.
Sweet enough to start your day a little bit better.
Ooh. Yes.
And made with oats so that it's roaring with the strength of a lion.
Linus, I could kiss you.
Lolita, please save your affection for new post.
Crispy Critters?
The one and only cereal that comes in the shape of animals.
Lola La Cheetah. Ooh.
That was a cute commercial. My next song was recorded by Bobby Vinton in April of 1963, backed by Burke Bacharach and,
really?
Yeah, and his orchestra. The single spent 13 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, peaking at number 3 on July 6th of 1963, while reaching number 2 on Billboard's Middle Road Singles chart. The song was ranked number 42 on Billboard's end-of-year ranking, Top Records of 1963. Listen to Blue on Blue.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. Blue on blue, now that we are through. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache. And I find I can't get over losing you. I walk along the street we used to walk, two by two lovers pass, and as they're passing by, I could die, 'cause you're not here with me. Now the trees are bare, there's sadness in the air, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on side. You wait with open arms, open arms that now are closed to me. Through a veil of tears your vision disappears, and I'm as blue as I can be. Blue on blue, heartache on heartache.
Coming up is a song by Led Zeppelin. It was featured as the opening track on their 1969 debut album, cleverly entitled Led Zeppelin. The song was Led Zeppelin's first single released in the U.S. And it made it to the top 100, you know, Billboard, but I don't know where.
Yeah, I'm sure. Way up there, like 100.
Crank it up to 11 and enjoy Good Times, Bad Times.
Think it hit the charts at even 100.
It was somewhere up there.
Yeah, really up there. Maybe maybe 600.
Oh, that's such a good song.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Next is a song that became a hit in 1968 by Mary Lee Rush and the Turnabouts. This song reached the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart that June, peaking at number 7. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Angel of the Morning.
Chicago Transit Authority is a self-titled debut album by the band Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago.
And not too many people know that they were known as Chicago Transit Authority back then.
Oh, I did.
Did you? Mm-hmm. But then the Chicago Transit Authority got a little upset and says you got to change your name, so I changed it to Chicago.
I like Chicago.
Anyway, it was released in 1969, and the album stayed on the Billboard 200 for 171 weeks. How about that, huh?
Wait. Really?
It did, really. This is facts. It is true. It's a great album. Trust me.
I never heard of Billboard 200.
It's twice the Billboard 100. Uh-huh.
Okay, so none of this is true.
No, it's...
If you don't have anything to say, you make things up. You always do.
Here is a cut from that album. Listen...
Thank you.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's No Frill Airlines. Remember, Ed's will fly you coast to coast for just $14.95. How can we keep our prices so low? Easy. We overbook all our flights by 800%. Sure, we bump more passengers than any other seven airlines combined, but if at the last minute we can't take you where you want to go, we'll send your luggage there absolutely free.
This song was originally recorded by the Four Seasons. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart on November 17, 1962. It spent 5 weeks in the top position. The song also made it to number one for 3 weeks on Billboard's Rhythm and Blues survey. Here's Big Girls Don't Cry.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.